It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! Let's go, New York City! I know it was a while ago, but let's turn it back up. What a night for New York sports. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. If you're not going to bed yet, if you're still feeling some kind of way, coming off of, obviously, the Knicks Game 2 win. Wasn't so obvious to the world, wasn't so obvious a few days ago, but man, the Knicks go down 20. They got them right where they want them again. Mikal Bridges, to hell with them picks. Mikal Bridges is worth everything, and Brunson, obviously, the closer, but he's not alone in those last minutes and seconds. Him and Mikal Bridges, the whole team. Cat Early, Josh Hart. I mean, the Knicks are basically taking on the mantra of New York versus everybody. They are carrying themselves like New Yorkers with New York grit and hustle and energy and passion. And it's crazy to see. So, I mean, me, I'm in New York. I'm up in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. I'm watching the entire game on my phone in Yankee Stadium. And there were probably thousands of other people doing the same. I saw multiple people wearing Knicks jerseys and hats. This dude had an old-time headset on listening to the Knicks game. And you could feel the energy in Yankee Stadium. Obviously, the Yankees were getting no hit. But you could hear throughout each section in the stadium the oohs and ahs and yeah, oh, yeah. And as the Knicks take the lead, we got to go back. We got to play the audio from the game so we can hype this back up, so we can turn this back up, so we can go back in time and then get these calls and reactions, because the Knicks are halfway to the Eastern Conference Finals. I repeat, the New York Knicks are halfway, two wins away from going back to the Eastern Conference Finals, somewhere they haven't been in 24 years. There are kids listening right now that don't remember that. A lot of young people, not just kids, young men, young women listening that don't remember that. And this team that was put together to go toe-to-toe with the Celtics, they've gone more than toe-to-toe with the Celtics. The audacity of the Boston Celtics, the arrogance of the Boston Celtics. I'm dumbfounded watching that game saying they're still shooting. In two games, they set a record. They missed 75 threes. If that isn't a sign of the times, I don't know what is. The Knicks, they will win any way they can possibly win. They will fight. They will scratch. They will claw. Their strategy. You want to hack a Mitch? Like, it doesn't matter. We will put different guys in the game. We'll go small. We'll go big. We'll put Cat and Mitch in the game. It's a chess game for Tom Thibodeau. It's a chess game for the Knicks. They're never panicking, but it's clear that the Celtics are panicking and that the Celtics are so arrogant that they're like, we're going to win our way. We're going to shoot. We shoot threes. And even if it's not working, we're still going to brick up threes. And they go down 2-0, and you can see their fans. You can see the fake garden up there melting as Knicks fans take over that building. Let's go back to the audio from the game. 888-808-1019. Connor, if you could go back to, you know, Mikal Bridges as he's heating up, play that one to start.
He'll go spinning into Towns. Knocked away by Cornette, but retrieved by Brunson. 3-on-2 on the wing. Bridges, he'll put up a three. Good!
Credit to TNT. I'm like visualizing it. I'm telling you, I watched the whole game in section 130 of Yankee Stadium on my phone with about five people around me watching. And the guy two rows behind me had a faster connection. He was like 10, 15 seconds ahead. Now, when the Knicks took the lead, let's play that audio when the Knicks take the lead.
11 consecutive misses for the Celtics.
Here's the most dangerous man in the building with the ball. Clutch player, the award went to him. A chance for the lead here for the first time tonight.
Do you hear those cheers in the background? That's not the Boston fans cheering. That's New York in the building. That's Knicks fans making the trip up there saying, we're about to take game two. we can beat the Celtics and are going to beat the Celtics. Got them right where we want them. Let's play the final call. Let's play basically Jason Tatum, who was compromised, and the Celtics folding and their fans wilting and them realizing, wait, we're about to be down 0-2. Now this series flips and the Knicks are the favorites to win.
They're going to go. They're not going to use the timeout. Plenty of time here. It's Tatum. Robinson's on him. Tatum maneuvering. Oh, the ball knocked away. Another great defensive play for the Knicks. They got it. They won it. New York has gone up 2 games tonight.
Credit NBA on TNT. Thanks for the audio. 888-808-1019. How does Mikal Bridges end up right there with the ball at the end of the game again? Taj is in Astoria, Queens. First up on the Fan tonight. Go for it, Taj.
Hello.
You're on, Taj. You got it.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. A great week for New York sports. I just dropped some Yankees fans at home. They were happy, too. They won today. But in terms of Knicks and Celtics, there's a lot of history that's being created in terms of ugly offense, whether it's 45 missed threes or even the first half, the Knicks in the 30s were, I think, the lowest in the playoffs. And similarly, 20-point back-to-back comeback win. I mean, a lot of historic things happening in an ugly way, but New York is on top, and that's all that matters.
Big facts. Thanks for the call, Taj. Yeah, you know, I talk about the sports equinox and the sportsing, and it's the most wonderful time. Like, if you're a sports fan in New York City and you're paying attention to the Mets and Juan Soto hitting 2 homers and them winning that series that they had to have, out in Arizona, you're feeling some type of way during the day that, you know, the Diamondbacks don't get the tiebreaker over the Mets. That's a big win early in the season. The Yankees should have swept the Padres. Dylan Cease throwing a no-no. They fight back. Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, they do what they got to do. And then obviously the Knicks, man, they are the story in all of sports. Back-to-back 20-point deficits, they overcome it. Back-to-back games on the road, they take the games. This has become who they are. This Knicks team, they went to Detroit and they didn't lose. And they got toughened up through that series. And they brought that energy into this series. And these pretty boy Celtics, they don't know how to handle it. Kristaps Porzingis is sick. He's a non-factor. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they're compromised. Fatigue makes a coward out of all of us. You could see it the way they're fouling, the way they're missing shots. The Knicks got them right where they want them. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Joe is in Queens on the Fan. What up, Joe?
What is up? Big night for New York sports. Absolutely electric. I just went to Boston. I'm on the way back right now. I was at the TD Garden. I was at the game. The most shocking, first of all, the greatest sports event of my life by far, not even close. Like, it was insane. I was there. I was in shock. We were down 20. All the Celtics fans are bugging out the entire time. They're taunting. They're up 20, whatever it is. And then the Knicks just claw their way back. And the second Bridges blocked that ball and threw it down court, I was going crazy. There was maybe 5 other Knicks fans around me, like not that many. And it was an amazing feeling. It was unbelievable. Just going crazy with Celtics fans, just quiet, nothing to say.
Worth the trip, worth the cost of admission, whatever the tickets cost you. Like, you can't put a price on going up there, hoping
Absolutely.
To win, and actually getting that win when a lot of people were saying, again, they were 10.5-point favorites, that, oh, the Knicks aren't going to win this one. Colin Cowherd has the dumbest take right now floating around because he said game one was the most meaningless game one win. No, now they have 2 in their pocket. The whole series just changed.
I cannot agree more. Also, my brother was telling me, he's like, don't go. They're going to lose by 20. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. I'm like, you know what? I haven't had an experience in Boston yet. I wanted to go see what it was about. And, there was nothing like it. And I would pay $1,000 for that.
Thanks for the call, Joe, and sharing your experience. Please call and share your experience. My experience, I was in Yankee Stadium. And I'm telling you, the Let's Go Knicks chants broke out in Yankee Stadium. And the Yankees actually went down after that. But some type of cosmic New York energy floated all the way down from Massachusetts to the Bronx. And the Yankees end up walking it off. 888-808-1019. See, the thing about being a fan is you're supposed to be fanatical. You're not supposed to think straight. You're not supposed to be logical. You're supposed to think, hey, I have the money. I have the time. This might be the time. This might be my chance to see the Knicks make history. This might be my chance to go watch a road playoff victory. We know that the Celtics are the defending champs, but I'm telling you, they are wounded warriors right now. And they don't even look like warriors. I shouldn't even be calling them that. They look suspect as hell. They look like they don't understand why their shots aren't falling. And then when they try to go to something else, it seems foreign to them. You heard the call. They had the timeout. Joe Mazzulla, you're not calling a timeout? That's why I said the arrogance, the audacity. The Knicks are two wins away from eliminating the defending champs. Avery's in Manhattan on the fan. Go for it, Avery.
Hi, Keith. Like you, I was at the stadium, too. Wow. I was over by one of the little boxes cheering with the people from the outside, with the people inside the box on one of those little TVs. That was just crazy. I don't know how the Knicks won that game. And then the Yankees going down were like, yeah, who cares? Then all of a sudden, Trent Grisham hits that home run. And then J.C. Ascara has this moment after Devin Williams. The energy from Boston, Keith, it went into Devin Williams. Purely. Because all we were talking about was how this guy can't pitch for the Yankees anymore, and boy, did he scare us. I mean, nobody thought he was going to get out of that inning. I don't know how he got out of that inning. But just like that, I don't know how the Knicks won. So, here we are.
The power of, you know, a Knicks win and New Yorkers and random strangers being so happy together and so proud together and believing together. I said belief is needed. And you know what? I needed to believe in Devin Williams tonight, and I did. We don't win that game without Devin Williams. I owe that man an apology because last night I spiraled into the negative thoughts. I fell down the rabbit hole of like, this can't work. This is going to be too much. We got to abort the mission. No, you can't abort the mission. There's nobody else left to throw. Like, this guy is here. He's on the team. He's been in these moments before. You got to put him out there. You got to roll the dice. That's sports as well, taking a chance and believing that you can get it done. We don't get it done tonight without Devin Williams. I owe him an apology. I am rooting for him the same way I root for every other guy in those pinstripes. I want it to work. I just don't see how it's going to ultimately work out. I didn't know how it was going to work out tonight, but he got out of it, and he did it tonight. And then the Yankees were able to walk it off and take that series that they should have swept, and the Knicks have the city on their back right now. Thanks for the call, Avery. 888-808-1019. If you're a Knicks fan that can't sleep, call me up and tell me the moment where you knew they were winning. You knew they were coming back. Belief is needed. And you know what? Shout out to Tommy Beer on Twitter. At half, he was talking some stuff about, like, got them right where we want. I'm like, oh, the Knicks are down. The Knicks are about to be down double digits. Or no, he said something along the lines, like, bad news, the Knicks are down double digits. Good news, the Knicks need to be down double digits. Like, I was watching in the stadium talking to other people, like, yo, the Celtics still haven't made a run to put the nail in the coffin. They still haven't put these guys away, and the belief is there. They did it already a couple days ago. They're about to do it again. I mean, you want to talk about, like, things happening? They changed the Mikal Bridges 2 to a 3. That's the difference in the game. It's incredible. Mario in Long Beach back on the fan. Mario, I know you were pumped up watching that game.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you, Keith, man. It was amazing. And I know you were watching from film, but I don't know. The lead got up to 20 again, like yesterday.
I know. That's like what I was saying. Back to, it's not historic. 10, it's never happened. It's never happened before that a team shot 25 out of 100 threes. They missed 75 threes in two games. That's historic. And it has also never happened that a team has come back from 20-point deficits in back-to-back games. So the
right.
Knicks are on one.
And you know what, Keith? It looked like they choked. If you really watch how Boston was playing, they choked. You could just see they were tight. They didn't
want to
shoot.
Of course they choked. They didn't use their timeout. They didn't have a good play again. And you could tell it was like the walls were closing in on them. Their fans, you could hear in that clip, when the Knicks took the lead, the stadium roared. Why is Boston making noise?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Knicks fans were in there taking
absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely. One last point I'll let you go because I know you probably have a lot of calls coming in. Mikal Bridges stole the ball to end the game two games in a row in the playoffs. I've been watching NBA games for a long time. I've never seen that. Twice in a row, he stole the ball. And here's the funny thing about it. He did it from Tatum and
Jaylen Brown,
right?
Clamps, you're in jail. And
yo,
and he came
Keith,
off his guy.
$600 million.
I mean,
how about Andy's salary? $600 million, and he stole the ball from each of them two games in a row to end the game. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
I mean, nobody tonight is talking about draft picks. F them picks. Nobody cares about them picks. Those picks are worth, you know, the math is five is equal to two. Two wins against the Boston Celtics and two endings like that where, like, Mikael Bridges, that's why I said before, how does Mikael end up with the ball in his hand twice? Because he's on it like that. He's dialed in like that. And you know what? You know, regular season basketball, a lot of these guys know it's 82 games and it is what it is. But this series was inevitable. I remember doing shows through the season saying, like, there's no way to get around it. Like, it's going to be Knicks Celtics. So if you know that and I know that, you think these guys don't know that? Of course they do. And there's so much pride and there's so much riding on this stuff. And then, I mean, the energy of the fans pumping them up, believing in them, the fans in Yankee Stadium. Like, I'm looking at the videos on Twitter. Shout out to my boy Gabe, who was sitting right next to me. His videos got 27,000 views. He's got me right next to him with the phone watching the game. Like, Yankee fans were on their feet in Yankee Stadium, not responding, not reacting to what was going on the field. It was what was happening on the screens. It's a great night to experience that in New York. Let's go to Brandon and Wappingers on the fan. Brandon, tell us something.
Keith, what's going on? Oh, my God, my heart, man. I can't believe it. To be down by 20 back-to-back games, I mean, specifically this game, Brunson wasn't even on the court when they were down by 20 the first time. Then they brought it to like 17, went back to 20. Bridges and Hart brought us back. Deuce is doing his thing. We needed Towns to step up tonight. We need him to be tough. There's all this talk about him being a little soft. He had 17 boards today. He hit some tough fadeaway shots. I mean, it's amazing that what they've done the last two games. And for the Celtics, after game one, to shoot 25% from three, all I was hearing on the radio from all the hosts, and I believe this as well, we were like, the Celtics, that's not going to happen again. And guess what? They shot 10 for 40 tonight from three. That is 25%. They shot the same exact percentage. It's amazing. Tatum, Brown, Pritchard, they all missed wide open threes late in the fourth, and the Knicks capitalized. It's truly amazing. MSG is going to be insane on Saturday. I can't wait. I mean, I know we haven't been strong at home, but I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, but that can change too. Thanks for the call, Brandon. That can change too because belief is here now. What Knicks fan doesn't believe now? They had Knicks fans on the TV chanting Knicks in four. Like, if you weren't a believer and you were a little bit on the fence about the series and you watch those two games and you watch what the Celtics look like, they are limping right now. They are hurt right now. They look lost right now. And it's their stars. And it's a team win by the Knicks, right? Mitchell Robinson missed a foul shot that it looked like it hit the person in the first row on the hardwood. So what? Like, he was a plus 19. That was a problem for them, right? Josh Hart hit three threes, and he had back-to-back threes where it was like, okay, he's shooting with confidence now. He had 23 points, and he does so many little things that you might forget about, but six rebounds, three assists. He is the ultimate glue guy. Brunson was 3 for 10 with 7 points for an eternity, but no one cared. You know why? Because everybody knows this episode is going to end with the cape on and him turning it on late in the game to help close it out. I'm watching this in the stadium, and we're all predicting what is about to happen. Karl Anthony Towns early got it going. Good. But Karl Anthony Towns had that and one late too. OG Anunoby wasn't sure tonight to have, you know, 29 points. So what? The defense is there. What does Rami call it? Wing stop. With OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. What you're seeing right now is actually the plans that, and it's funny, right? They're not firing the head coach now, silly rabbits. We're talking about Leon Rose in the last series. But you're seeing now the plans that they had put together to put this team together to knock off the champs. And it was inevitable that they would face them. And look now what they look like in their building, beating them back-to-back games. We don't know what Madison Square Garden is going to be like. I know it's going to be up, but like, we don't know if it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. But I know that the Celtics right now, they are shocked. They are in panic mode. They're in disbelief. And the Knicks come home up two games, like, I knew, I'm like, if this game stays close and gets to the fourth quarter, like, your thoughts become things. If the Knicks start early and fast in Madison Square Garden on Saturday at 3:30, like, the whole city is going to be locked into that, and that energy is going to carry. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and we'll take all of your Knicks calls. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city. We got a bunch of big shots, and, I mean, tonight, all the Knicks could be the big shots, but here's something a little different. I want to give the big shot to the coach, Tom Thibodeau. Tibbs, I mean, he's out-coaching Joe Mazzulla completely. It's really not even close. When I'm talking about the chess game, you know, the timeouts, the defensive adjustments, the rotations, bringing guys in, bringing guys out. When they want to do hack of Mitch, how he's changing the game with that. Like, I'm just watching this guy who is from Connecticut and used to coach up there, who fans were ready to fire just like a week or two ago after, you know, a couple losses to the Pistons in New York at the Garden. Like, fans were really talking about, oh, if he loses in this first round, he's out of here. This guy goes back to Boston with a game plan, and he has all of these guys ready to play in crunch time. They are dialed. They are focused. They are locked. And this is another team win, right? You can't just say it's Brunson. You can't just say it's Carl Anthony. Like, Josh Hart was the leading scorer tonight. So I'm giving it to the coach, man. I feel like sometimes the coach doesn't get enough praise. The coach doesn't get enough credit. But somebody is leading these men, and that's Tom Thibodeau. 888-808-1019, your big shot of the night. Let's go to Mike in New Orleans on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
How you guys doing? How you doing? I still can't get over the back-to-back 20-point comebacks, but
insane, you know, improbable, not supposed to happen ever, really.
Yeah, so I've been critical of Tibbs all year long, but I felt like I got to give credit where credit's due. And I want to go back to that last game at the Garden when the Celtics and the Knicks played. I know the game really didn't mean anything. They had some guys out, whatever. But by the end of the game, it did kind of have that playoff feel to it. And I remember feeling very discouraged after the game, you know, talking to friends, family, everyone felt discouraged. But I do remember, you know, there were things when you were watching that game that seemed to work, right? Like, you know, OG really shut down Tatum towards the end of that game. And, you know, the double big lineup worked. A lot of the drop, you know, they kind of went away from drop coverage and did a lot of switching during that game. And then they kind of went away from that. And I think fans were kind of discouraged from the loss itself. But, you know, I was hopeful that, okay, maybe Tibbs saw what he needed to see and, you know, he wasn't going to tip his hand. And, you know, we're two games into the series right now, and I really think a lot of those things I just mentioned are a big reason why they're up 2-0. Now, I think everything's going to change going into game three in terms of matchups, schemes, all that type of stuff. But, you know, the fact that, you know, he saw what he had to see and, you know, it really has made a huge impact so far on the Knicks going into Boston being up 2-0.
Yeah, and, you know, they had a little bit of the, like, inside tracks, like the mic'd up with him. You know, I just give him credit for there was a point in there when they went on a run to make it 20, you know, another 20-point deficit again in back-to-back games, and he called timeout for them to regroup, and they started hitting shots again. And I'm sitting in there in Yankee Stadium, like, they got it to 12. I'm telling people because, you know, people are starting to check out a little bit, like, damn, it's all right, here it is. 20. I'm like, no, they got it to 12. So, like, you got to give credit to the coach for that. And I mean, everybody wants to say that the Celtics are just missing these shots. And I know there are stats about contested and uncontested shots, but give credit to the game plan and how they're playing defense on these guys and disrupting these guys. They look uncomfortable in their own building.
And I also think you have to think that, you know, you have to trust Tibbs. You know, I mean, if they go out and they lose at the Garden in game three, you know, you got to trust that he's going to make the adjustments in game four and five. And I honestly, I don't think a week ago I would have said that. But, you know, after watching these games and seeing the comebacks, you know, I have no reason to not think that he's got to do what he's got to do. And even last night, you're watching these guys sucking wind at the end of the game, Donovan Mitchell and Siakam and all those guys. But yet here you are, you know, Bridges is on minute 51 and he's fine, you know, and again, that was, I'm critical of that as well. So, you know, I want to just give props to Tibbs and, you know, give credit where credit's due. And, you know, I'm looking forward to these next three, you know, few games. Hopefully we can wrap it up.
Of course. What a dream. Thanks for the call, Mike. What a dream. This second round feels a lot different than the second round against the Pacers, the second round against the Heat, the second round against the Hawks. You're up 2-0 and you're coming back home. And yeah, it's just funny, man. In New York, we eat our own. In New York, we are so hard on our coaches and our managers and our players. And we're so critical of them. Man, you know, make the disrespect, right? If the disrespect is loud, make the respect as loud as the disrespect. 888-808-1019. This guy is keeping Mitchell Robinson in the game. And like I said, there was a shot. I remember laughing about it with everybody. The second, like Mitchell Robinson just shot a shot that went like under the net. It probably landed at the person sitting front row behind the net's feet. But he understood what was going on there, right? Mitch had 8 rebounds, and that was giving them some problems with Mitch and Cat on the floor. Like, that is strategy. This stuff is not happening by chance. They're watching film. Even, you know, I got to go and clip some audio. We'll get some post-game audio. I'll send to Connor, and we'll play when we come back, because there was something in the post-game OG said about watching the film. Like, these guys are locked in. They're dialed. And they are blocking out all the noise. They're not listening to Colin Cowherd. They're not listening to Brian Windhorst. They're not listening to Stephen A. And I mean, Stephen A's probably believing. I don't want to just lump him in there. But they're not listening to the pundits and talking heads saying that they what they can't do. They're going out there and handling business, which they obviously can do. All right, it's 12 already. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 2 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.